You also, in your book, list some of the worst, very worst albums that have ever been made, and I'll just play a snippet of one of them. This is Elvis Having Fun, this album is called. It's not one I've heard of.
Well, Elvis wasn't really having much fun on stage during this one.
All right, was it just anywhere on the record?
You put down the needle anywhere, and you will hear virtually the same thing.
Okay, that's good.
I love you. I mean, I ain't even got started yet, man. What was that? Okay. Honey, wait a minute. I can't do all the stuff they want, you know. Love you tender, give you a scarf and everything. What is that, honey? Orchid?
Is that your very worst album of all time? That
well,
one?
That's actually Elvis's worst. I didn't make that record. However, we did choose it as the number one slip disc.
Yeah.
And in the 70s...
It's like that all the way through, is it?
Oh, sure. But, you know, some, just, some of the shows are worse.
I don't believe it. Let's just try another bit. Okay.
There. Hang on. Your brief And I tell you what, if you think long hair and sideburns were freaky now... 14 years ago, man. I couldn't walk down the street, man. Some guy said, hey, you have this press letter. You got to go, pow! You know.
You're right. That's a much better part. Thank you for picking that. And the thing with Elvis is that in the 70s, it was very difficult for RCA, his record label, to get him into the studio to record. So what they decided to do was record his shows. That's why there's so many live albums from that period. Unfortunately, even that well ran dry at some point. And, they were reduced to making a record out of the things that you normally cut out of live records. Requests for a glass of water, bad jokes, clearing his voice. And Elvis made a lot of really bad records in the 70s, but at least you could hear him be bad in the context of a song. On having fun on stage with Elvis, you don't even get to hear the music.
No. I suppose the thing is, though, I mean, people would buy it because you know how obsessive Elvis Presley fans are, and you know how they tend to be book burners, so you're not worried that they're going to start burning.
You know, that's the case with a lot of the performers who are, you know, over-venerated, that they're really, there are people who don't think that, their fans don't think they can do anything wrong, and nobody's perfect. You know, the Slip Discs is full of great performers like Rolling Stones, Aretha Franklin, Elvis Presley, Bob Dylan, people who are normally great doing their worst work. You know, when Owen O'Donnell and I were putting this book together, we felt it would be a lot more interesting to do a book focusing on the worst records by the best artists than the worst records by bad artists. I mean, the worst records by bad artists are pretty much expected.